time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here. He plays that same chord every week. and Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. And we get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. That's how our piano puzzler works. Emilio Gandala is calling from Puerto Rico. Emilio, welcome.
Thank you so much. I never miss your program. And when I do, I just go into the internet and I listen to it every evening.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. Emilio, what role does music play in your life?
I think those were the first human noises I heard when I was a baby. Being born into a musical family, my father had the very same Steinway piano that I have in my living room. And I was used to hearing him and my brother playing. And I had the same piano teacher. And she taught me most of what I know, according to a friend of mine who heard the recording. And he told me, that lady taught you everything you know.
So what kind of music do you like to play?
It's mostly etudes to keep me going, Scriabin, Chopin, and trying to learn some new things.
It sounds like you're playing pretty high-level piano music. I mean, etudes by Chopin and Scriabin, that's pretty tricky stuff.
It helps me to keep my hands doing something.
Well, Emilio, Bruce Adolph's hands are about to be doing something on the piano here.
I bet.
He's got a piano puzzler picked out for you, and your job will be to try to name the tune that's hidden in here and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Emilio, are you all set?
I'm all set.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Emilio, what do you think?
Well, that's definitely a prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes, yes, it is. A lot of it is actually a prelude by Bach, but not all of it.
Yeah. I remember this prelude. Da, la, ding, da, da.
That's right, that's right. That's right. It's the E-flat minor prelude from Book One of the Well-Tempered Clavier.
Aha, uh-huh, very specific piece, by the way.
Oh, it is very specific, it. And Emilio's quite right. A lot of what you heard was by Bach. However, about 50% of the right hand was not by Bach.
The tune that Master Bruce Adolph is hiding, he managed to hide it quite well.
Fred, what do you think about the tune?
There was one particular spot where it really jumped out at me.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I think there are several spots that happens, and I'll play one. Here's one. And another one is here. Except for that chord.
that first little melody that you picked out as a clue.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Ah,
You got it from The Sound of Music?
Yes, yes it is.
From The Sound of Music, and the tune is...
That's Julie Andrews singing My Favorite Thing.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, yes, yes. It's the tune is just displaced rhythmically at the beginning. Then you have to wait a while.
Yeah.
And the chord resolves to something that's little. And this is Bach. And here comes the tune again on top. But it resolves down, which only the Bach does.
That's quite a game of musical hide and seek that you were playing there.
Right? That's right, it's very hide and seek. Now this part is funny because the tune goes da da dee dum ba 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 dum ba 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 bum. So listen, I'm going to bring it out.
That's exactly when Captain Fun Trap arrives at the scene and everything is ruined.
That's right. He arrives at the scene in the middle of one of the most complex double cadences in the history of music. I really had fun with this one because since it was slow and the tunes don't have that much to do with each other except for being minor, but it was really fun to weave them in and out, which I don't usually do. This is a weird puzzler, actually.
Wow. Well, Emilio, you got both. You got the tune and you got the composer whose style Bruce was imitating.
And the piece.
Yeah. Yes. My Favorite Things, not just in the style of Bach, but in the style of the E-flat minor prelude from Book One of The Well-Tempered Clavier.
Yeah.
Emilio, what's your public radio station?
It's WRTU, which is the university radio station. That's where I hear you guys.
The university radio station in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
That's it.
Emilio Gondola, thank you so much for playing the Piano Puzzler this week.
Oh, thank you for getting my call in.
Oh, great to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.